WTVQ. Hello and welcome to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux-Sanford, and I thank you so much for joining us here today on your favorite radio station, WTBQ. And don't forget, we are now 93.5 FM as well as our very faithful 1110 AM. And it is a rainy day. And you know what I want to do on a rainy day? I want to sleep. And I bet you want to sleep too. But you know, I was thinking about it. Some people don't want to just sleep on a rainy day. They want to sleep all the time. And that's a bit what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about those of us out there, and sometimes that's myself, sometimes it might be many of you, that have chronic fatigue syndrome, or, you know, these things that you just never really have the energy you want. You have a little brain fog. You have all that sort of stuff that doesn't get you up and running. And you know what? Life shouldn't be that way. We should be healthy and up and running and feeling good. And that's, as I said, what we're going to talk about today with Dr. Teitelbaum. He has written a new book, The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution. And he's going to talk today about the essential guide to overcoming chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, which I'm not quite sure what that is. So we're going to learn about that today. And Dr. Teitelbaum has been on Good Morning America, CNN, Fox News, The Dr. Oz Show, Oprah and Friends, and he's going to talk to us right now about how we can all be wonderfully healthy and very active and very good with our energy. And I want to welcome Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Luckily, I'm terrific. I can say I got a lot of energy today, but boy, there are days I wake up and I have none. And I don't know what fibromyalgia is, but I do know, I can't even say it, but I do know what fatigue is. And why do they go hand in hand?
Well, what we're seeing is a perfect storm for a human energy crisis that's going on, with half of the vitamins and minerals having been stripped out of the diet and food processing. We've lost 30% of sleep in the last 130 years. Life is speeding up, and there's so many chemicals now being added that block our hormones that are present in the environment. So we see this energy crisis, and for most people, it's just day-to-day fatigue, and they don't have quite the energy they need. But if something pushes somebody, like a severe infection or an inflammatory disease or other things, it can push people over the edge and actually blow a fuse called the hypothalamus. And that's when they can't sleep, even though they're exhausted. They hurt all over. They have brain fog. And that's fibromyalgia.
Oh, that's fibromyalgia. Okay. So it sounds like it's not, it sounds like it could be a lot of things. Does it get very undefined? Because people will say, I don't feel well. I don't know whether it's hormones or maybe I'm not getting enough sleep, which is interesting that we don't sleep as much as we used to. And then, of course, as you just said, if you get sickness of any sort, an average flu or cold, then you're even more down. How do you define if it's fibromyalgia or just I don't know, not eating right or not sleeping right? Is there a huge difference?
Oh, absolutely. It's like the difference between being a little tired versus being knocked out with the flu. So if you go on vacation, the problem goes away, you don't have fibromyalgia. But if you find that you've gone 3 to 6 months and you're still exhausted even though you rest and you can't sleep more than 4 or 5 hours a night, or even if you wake up unrefreshed. You have brain fog, you have difficulty with short-term memory, word finding, those kind of things, word substitution. And you hurt all over, you've got fibromyalgia. And the good news is that it is very, very treatable.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Just have to know how to restore energy production, turn that circuit breaker back on.
And how do we distinguish that between hormones or obviously, as you just said, it keeps coming back and keeps coming back. But if someone's questioning, do you just go to a doctor and say, I think it could be fibromyalgia, or are there things that we can do ourselves?
Unfortunately, most doctors are still, let me just say, not well trained in the area and not very familiar with it. The book has a series of quizzes that as you go through the book, you do the quizzes and you score yourself. And that will tell you whether is this a thyroid problem? Do you look like you have autoimmune diseases? Do you have candida or yeast overgrowth? Do you have low adrenal problems, sleep apnea, restless leg syndrome? It will actually, even though the book is a really simple, easy read,
it is.
By the time you're done, you're going to know what's causing your CFS and fibromyalgia or even your day-to-day fatigue. And not just that, it will then tailor the treatment protocol to your case. So it's not enough to go, well, okay, you kind of have an idea. The book tells you, here's how you get well, here's how you know what's going on in your case. And it's not just one thing. It's usually a mix of problems.
A mix of problems. So Oh, sorry about that. I lost you for a second. A mix of problems. So, you know, the book is wonderful. I mean, you really help us understand exactly how to understand what's going on, to define it, to figure it out. Yet still many of us have these big question mark. If we can't find you and can't go to you, and you live in Hawaii, so you're not around the corner here. And the book is really helpful, but we get confused about which to do. Now, you have something called SHINE. Explain to us what that is and how that can help us define it.
Well, the SHINE protocol is the recipe for turbocharging energy production.
Okay.
So S is for sleep. You want to go ahead, and there's natural treatments like, my favorite is a mix of six herbs called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. Easy to find. Most health food stores online. We have it at our End Fatigue site. For most people with day-to-day insomnia, that mix of six herbs will leave them sleeping like a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of melatonin, the smell of lavender, all of those help sleep. Sleep apnea, restless leg syndrome. Again, the book will screen for that. If you're kicking your sheets and your bed partner around all night, you have restless leg syndrome. It's not a medication deficiency. It's an iron deficiency. That will often take care of it. So sleep is really important. You want to aim for your 7 to 8 hours sleep a night. H is hormonal support, low thyroid, low adrenal, low estrogen. And the blood test missed the majority of people who have underactive thyroid or adrenal glands. Infections would be I. Candida is the most common one. That's the yeast overgrowth. We're not talking about down below. We're talking about gut or sinus overgrowth. So if you have chronic sinusitis, if you have spastic colon, gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, you treat the candida, those will usually go away.
Mm-hmm.
Nutritional support, we talked about vitamin powder, ribose, some fish oil, some CoQ10, to turbocharge energy, cutting back sugar, eating a whole food diet, increasing salt intake. Shannon, the current advice to cut back salt is insane. It causes people to die younger. Study after study after study shows this. But it's, you know, we get in these health myths, and that we need to cut back salt to a certain recommended level is one of them. And then E is exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise as able. Because if you have fibromyalgia, you do too much, you can be land up bedridden the next 2 days. So just optimizing with SHINE will really turbocharge people's energy.
And if that works, do we not need medication then?
For day-to-day fatigue, most people do not need medication unless they need thyroid support or bioidentical estrogen support. For those with fibromyalgia, they're usually going to need some medications for sleep. Most sleep medications make the problem worse, but there are a number of very good ones that help. They will need the Diflucan to treat the candida. But a lot of the rest can be done naturally without prescription. And, you know, for those who say, well, there's no doctor, well, if you go to your standard, you know, family doctor and say, I need heart bypass surgery, they're going to say, I don't do that.
Mm.
You know? And if you go to them and say, I need treatment for fibromyalgia, they don't do that.
They're not. Or give you hormones or bioidentical or figure them out. I mean, that's another tough thing to find, right?
Well no.
No?
Because there's a lot of ways. I mean, I treat people from all over the world with phone consultation, but there are over almost 2,000 board-certified holistic physicians. You go to the website, www.abihm.org, not .com, .org, and you'll find physicians with near you. There's a lot of them. And they know how to treat these things because this is what they're trained in doing. In addition, we're starting a new fatigue and fibromyalgia practitioner network where I'll be training 500 to 1,000 health practitioners over the next 2 years.
Oh, that's terrific. So these are alternative ways to get help, because I think if you go to your normal doctor, you know, your primary care doctor, they're not usually going to help you with this stuff. So you need to find the alternative people or doctors that know about this, because the other ones just take those typical tests, and those typical tests don't come out with anything, right?
They have no clue.
They have no clue.
If you go to them and they're having an appendicitis or a heart attack or something like that, in medicine, that's what people are trained in.
Right.
If you go for fatigue or pain, one, they're not trained in it, and two, they're trained that if they don't know, everybody else is a quack. So it's really scary. And for example, if you have back pain, you're much better with a chiropractor than a physician.
Uh-huh.
You're going to get more pain relief, and you're not going to get cut apart. But the doctors, instead of recognizing all these other things, like the massage therapists and nutritionists and all these other specialties as being complementary,
right?
It's you know, medicine has its good points, but it's got a blind side that's bigger than Texas.
Yeah. Well, it's always better to try these first. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the book and what you can do to get the book and what's in there that can show you what's wrong and how you can get help. We are talking with Dr. Teitelbaum, the Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, and we'll be back here in just a few on WTBQ.
The Chateau Hathorn is fine dining at its best in an elegant, stately, and historic estate. Built in 1832 and also serving as a beautiful bed and breakfast, the Chateau Hathorn is located at the corner of Route 94 and County Route 1 in Warwick. The Chateau Hathorn specializes in hosting events for all kinds of occasions, including weddings, communions, parties, and more. Make sure you stop in for our Wednesday night four-course gourmet dinner special, which includes a bottle of wine for a party of two, all for $95. You can't get a special like this anywhere else. The Chateau Hathorn is open every Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. and Sundays from 3 to 8 p.m. For excellent service, call for a reservation at 986-6099. It's the Chateau Hathorn, located at the corner of Route 94 and County Route 1 in Warwick.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Wadka, Middletown podiatrist turned Thursday morning radio guy. Join me on the roundtable for my show Health Matters, 9 a.m. I interview medical specialists all about your health and wellness. Remember, your well-being depends on being well-informed.
Howdy, this is Cowgirl Chip.
And Cowboy Mark.
And we're here to tell you about Horse Talk.
8 a.m. every Saturday morning.
You'll find out the latest and the best information on horses.
11:10 a.m. and
93.5 FM. WTBQ.
Hi, and welcome back to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and I thank you so much for joining us here today on your favorite radio station. And don't go anywhere, because we are talking about your health today. We are talking about if you have any fatigue at all. It might be fibromyalgia. And I'm talking with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, who has written a new book called The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution. Dr. Teitelbaum has written five books. You might have seen him on CNN or Good Morning America talking about these books, and he is certainly an expert in this. So if you are feeling tired and you think something's wrong, this is the perfect book for you to pick up, because you can get a lot of information here and not feel kind of like you're alone in this. Because Dr. Teitelbaum, I get a feeling that a lot of people feel they're very alone and kind of go from doctor to try to figure it out, and no one's really there. So understanding what's going on, answering the questions in these books are very helpful so that you know exactly how to pinpoint it, right?
Absolutely. And people with fibromyalgia, you're not alone. There are 6 to 12 million Americans who have the disease, and 31% of adults suffer with fatigue on a chronic basis. So even though the disease has been invisible in the past, there are three new medications that are FDA approved, and they can be a little bit helpful. Mm-hmm. But those companies are spending $210 million each year advertising about fibromyalgia now. So not going to be invisible much longer.
Okay, so those medications, they're obviously the mainstream medications, and they work, but it sounds like there's things you can do before you get to them, right?
Well, those are Band-Aids to help with the pain. We want to go to the root cause of the problems. So, for example, if you look at the H and Shine hormonal problems, let's look at thyroid. Mm-hmm. 26 million women with underactive thyroid, half of them have not been diagnosed because the blood tests are not interpreted properly. You know, the doctor says you're not in the lowest 2% of the population, so you're normal. It's kind of like a normal range for shoe sizes would be 4 to 13, because that's the 95% of the population falls in that, and that defines a normal range. So, you know, say I give you my size 13 shoe, and you go to the shoe doctor's going to say, it's in the normal range, honey, it's fine.
Mm.
And I try to get in your size 7 shoe with my size 13 foot, and I'm going to get the same thing. And I say, I can't get my toe in the damn thing. And the doctor says, it's in the normal range. You're crazy. Well, you know, not just does that leave people tired, achy, brain fog, causes unnecessary and reversible infertility, miscarriages, but it's also estimated that misinterpreting of the test to be causing about 500,000 unnecessary deaths a year in women from heart attacks. It's crazy that people that medicine is still focusing on treating the blood test and ignoring the person.
So thyroid has something to do with heart disease? So they kind of go hand in hand?
Absolutely. The Hunt study, a very, very large study, showed that women whose thyroid is in the lower third of the normal range, totally normal, but in the lower third, have a 69% higher risk of dying of a heart attack than women whose thyroid is in the upper third of the normal range. And heart attack's the biggest killer. Low thyroid causes high cholesterol.
Wow.
High cholesterol is not a statin deficiency. It's low thyroid, and in men, it's also low testosterone that drives it.
Oh, so you don't believe in statins? Or don't think that they're so... I mean, they give them out like they give out candy. I mean, everybody's on these things. I mean,
well, Shanna, I don't want to say that it's a $29 billion a year scam.
Right.
Because I don't want to be sued. So I didn't say that.
You didn't say that. I did not hear that.
And those who don't have known heart disease or diabetes, called primary prevention, where they're just treating a number, I would not take the statins if it was me. And frankly, the study suggests that eating chocolate is 5 times more likely to prevent a heart attack. Having a cat is 3 times more likely to be associated. And these are using the optimistic numbers. For, you know, when you torture the data for how high a benefit you can get from the statins. You know, so in my humble opinion, I think if somebody has had a heart attack or has known heart disease, the statins can be a lifesaver.
Right.
But otherwise...
Yeah. Well, you know, follow the dollars on things like that. I mean, they make a lot of money, and most people have some fluctuation in their cholesterol. So, I mean, there's
$9 billion
a lot of money. It's a lot of money. They're not going to talk against it. What about getting the flu vaccine? I know you mentioned that. Do you think that's a good idea? Should we get things like that to stay healthy?
If you feel like it. I don't. But there's some people who find they get the flu every year that comes around. But instead, I'd recommend take a good multivitamin. Mm-hmm. That'll get your immune system working. Get your 8-hour sleep a night so your immune system will be working better. And during flu season, not the rest of the time, when you come in from outdoors, wash your hands.
Right.
That's my preferred way. But basically, it depends on how you feel. It's a personal preference.
Yeah, but it sounds like if you do some of the things that you talk about in this book, which are really helpful, that you probably won't get the flu anyway. And if you do, you can take care of it very easily so that you don't have to get the shot. You talk about sleep a lot. Why is sleep so important? And why do you think, I mean, you mentioned that we sleep a lot less now than we used to. Why is that?
Well, 130 years ago, the average night sleep was 9 hours a night. And then light bulbs are invented. That cut down on then radio, TV, computers, internet, We're now down to 6 3/4. Well, sleep is our repair and regeneration cycle. And it's not just a matter of fatigue, but studies show if you don't get enough sleep, you make less growth hormone and the appetite suppressant hormone leptin, so you gain an average 6.5 pounds, 30% greater risk of obesity from not sleeping. It suppresses immunity. People get chronic pain from that. There's a host of problems that come from not taking time for your body to repair itself each night.
That's very important, and you're right. A lot of us just don't get enough sleep. And how about sugar? That's another big culprit, isn't it?
18% of our diet, of our calories. We get 140 pounds of sugar per person per year dumped into the food and food processing.
Yeah.
And that contributes to high blood pressure, heart disease, probably cancer, absolutely diabetes, and a host of other problems. So I'm not against a sweet tooth. I've got a sweet tooth. Chocolate is a health food. Like you said, it's about the lower risk of heart disease is about 5 times as great with chocolate as it is with statin medications, but it's not a low-calorie food, so you have it in moderation. You know, the stevia is a good sweetener, but if you don't get the right brand, it is going to taste awful, and you will never touch it again.
Yeah.
But Body Ecology, Truvia, Purevia, these are brands that taste good.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Stevia, I still haven't gotten used to that. It doesn't. But, you know, we're not talking just about sweets and sugar and eating dessert. Sugar is in very insidiously in things that we don't know about, right? I mean, it's just kind of everywhere. I mean, most people realize that it's in bread and bagels and that turns to sugar. But things like tomato sauce, which seem good for you, are laden with sugar, aren't they?
Yes. What you want to do is look at that little nutrition label box, and it'll say grams of sugar. Divide that by 4, and that's how many spoons of sugar are in a serving. And just intuitively, once you have that information, you'll know whether you want to take that item or put it back on the shelf. Save the sugar for dessert. I mean, I love a good dessert. But if you're having one of those 48-ounce Big Burp sodas from the Quickie Mart, that's 36 spoons of sugar you're pouring down your throat. That's insane.
That's insane.
And fruit juices, same thing.
Same thing.
So eat the fruit, put the juice and the sodas back.
Yeah, I think we're getting that message now. I think people are understanding that sugar is really bad. I mean, as you said, you know, some sugar is really good. Chocolate has proven to be very good, but again, it's dark chocolate. But these are all things that, right, is it not dark chocolate?
Dark chocolate may be better.
But
you get a lot of the health benefits from chocolate, period.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, that's a lot of people like chocolates. It's chocolate, so that's good to know. As I said earlier, there's a lot of quizzes in here and a lot of information that we can do ourselves. So, you know, this is not a matter of just getting this book and then going to your doctor, although that could help. I mean, if you understand all this and then you go to your doctor, at least you need to be well-informed, because I'm convinced with medical, anything medical these days, that we have to be very well-informed and tell our doctors what we know, right? I mean, I think
absolutely.
We have to be very proactive on our own health, because if you go to a doctor, you just might end up with all these things that could make your conditions a lot worse.
You will get what the drug companies happen to be pushing that day.
Yeah,
that
well,
year.
That's a problem. I don't think we should just have health reform. I think we should have insurance and drug company reform. I think that's where a load of our problems are.
And Shannon, ain't going to happen.
No.
you have to wait for the system to go bankrupt. It's too strong. But in the interim, while it's going bankrupt,
yeah.
You know, it's a dinosaur running over the edge of a cliff, you don't have to wait for that.
Yeah.
You can learn for yourself what you need to do to stay healthy and get healthy. That's what the book is about.
The book is terrific, by the way. It's really, really, no, it's terrific. You've done a wonderful job here. It's very, very helpful. I have your website on shannonscorner.com for everyone to go to. But give us the other website that you mentioned before. Now, this is where you can find doctors that will help with these bioidentical and things like that?
Yes, a holistic physician. You go to the website, abihm.org.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a physician finder on my website at endfatigue.com.
Right.
And there's a free energy analysis program that people can take the quizzes and even put in their blood tests if they have them and see exactly what they need to do to get well.
So basically you're saying if you pay attention and take these quizzes and read this book, you can feel terrific and have your energy back, right?
Yes.
Okay, because a lot of people think they just can't. You know, they wake up and they go, oh, I just don't have any energy. I can't do this. I can't do that. But you actually can. You just have to be an advocate, and you have to know what you're doing, and you have to understand how this works. The book is The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, The Essential Guide to Overcoming Chronic Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Made Easy. It is a terrific book full of really helpful information, and it's really self-guided, so you don't have to be smart about this before you go in. It's a really helpful book. And again, your website is on Shannon's Corner. Give it out one more time.
www.endfatigue.com.
Okay, terrific. Everybody go to Shannon's Corner through WTBQ.com, and it's on there. There's a direct link. Just click on it, and it'll take you to Dr. Teitelbaum's website. Dr. Teitelbaum, I thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure, Shannon.
Thank you so much. Again, the book is The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, The Essential Guide to Overcoming Chronic Fatigue and Fibromyalgia. So if you're out there not feeling good and don't think you have enough energy, trust me, you can go get it. Get this book, help yourself, and live a wonderful life, because that's why we're here. That's what we're here to do. We do have to wrap it up for today, but until next time, don't forget to make good choices.